ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני
good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you're at in this world, in this time zone, in different places. My name is David, your humble host, your humble brother in Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. So I just want to welcome you to another Bible breakfast with David, but more or less, the Lord, because all I bring you, I'm just your humble servant and the servant of the Lord. And all I do is bring you the truth of scriptures. I'm just his servant and yours. And so welcome to another week, another Bible breakfast, this little exhortation or study that we do as we continue in the book of Romans chapter 8. If you're barely picking this up and you're watching it for the first time, well, we're in chapter 8 already. So you're going to have to go to chapter 1. And in chapter 1, I wrote something that a lot, just pure scriptures. It's called the anchor. It's called the anchor. And so I want you to, if this is your first time watching one of these, I want you to go back. Please go back. And because we are focusing, the anchor is Yeshua Messiah. The anchor is our Lord Yeshua. And this is where we start all these letters, these epistles by Paul, by Rav Shaul. And so this morning, I hope you had a good week. I know it's very hard, because of the reason there's so much going on, so many things going on in the nations. The nations are raging, in different parts of the world. You know, there is just so much going on, and I believe they're righteous judgments, you know, of the Lord, because he's going to return soon. Okay, do we know exactly when? No, but it's going to be soon. So we're seeing many things happen throughout the earth, throughout the world, as signs. He says that he's going to give us signs, you know, signs and wonders, and all these wars and rumors of wars have to go on before then. And so we're watching it. We're seeing it. And so what does he want? He wants complete repentance. That's what he wants. And when you go through the prophets and you read and you study the prophets, he tells us this. He tells us he wants complete repentance. And so he brings discipline. And so this morning, I was praying. I was in prayer this morning, and he brought something to me early in the morning. He brought it to me since last night. And so it's not hard. It is hard for me to say, but it's the truth. And so the truth, overrides any type of fear, anything going on inside of us, because the flesh is hostile towards the Spirit of God. The flesh is hostile towards the Spirit of God. We're going to be talking about that in Romans today, how the flesh is hostile towards the Spirit of God. And who is the Spirit of God? Well, that's Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. They're echad. And so, you know, the things of the flesh, we know that things come at us and they might look good. They might be real good. They might give us warm fuzzies inside and just, you know, but the word is the word and His commandments are the commandments and His truth is the truth. And so I am bringing you the truth. That's what this channel is about. It's about the truth. It's not by what I think, my opinion, or anything that I, my opinion or my wisdom. This is all His truth. And so what I'm going to share with you right now before we start is something that He laid on my heart. And then in the morning, I said, well, I'll find a time that I'm going to share this. I might share it on a video. I might. And He says, no, I want, why not now? Why not today? In other words, in my spirit this morning, I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, I'll do it today. And so I'm going to briefly go through this and then I'll leave it up to you to soak in. Okay. I'll leave it up to you. Those of you who are, maybe new to His commandments and His ways and what He spoke through His prophets. Remember, our Lord does not change. He does not change. He's the same, the beginning and right now and forever. He is the change. He does not change. His ways do not change. His commandments do not change. He is unchangeable. He doesn't change. And so it is the same God that spoke to the prophets that we read about today in this modern day. And so just different. It's just modern day, but His ways stay the same. They stay the same. Okay. And so I'm going to be bringing you something that I don't want to stay too long on this, but I'm going to be bringing you something right now. I haven't been to Israel yet. Okay. But I watch this, it's called Relaxing Walker. It's very well put together. I mean, he just walks and videotapes live, Jerusalem, all the cities in Jerusalem, Israel, and very good. I mean, very sharp. And he just walks through. He doesn't say anything. It's like he takes you on a tour. And so as I've been watching them, you know, I pray for Israel. And I pray for their forgiveness. I pray because the Lord will forgive Israel. The Lord will forgive Jerusalem on that day. But I see things in a biblical manner, prophecy. Okay, and so there's a lot of chastising that has went on in history, and there a lot of chastising, a lot of discipline. And I gave thanks to the Lord for in my life He disciplined me, and He disciplined me pretty heavy. Okay, He disciplined me pretty heavy. And now today, I am grateful. I am thankful that He disciplined me. And this is what you call righteous judgment. He'll make judgments in the earth. He'll make judgments on an individual basis, like me, myself, my life. And so now I say, thank you. I thank Him for His discipline, because those He disciplines, He loves. Okay, and so we go back to Israel. He has disciplined Israel many times for walking away from His commandments and His ways. Okay. So, and we know this, and we have to read the history and say, okay, we want to learn from that. Just in a general case, we want to learn from those things. Everyone, those believers everywhere. Okay. Because Israel is supposed to be a light unto us and show us His ways and His commandments. That is discipleship. That is the Great Commission, to teach us His ways, His commandments, and His laws, and his instructions. Okay, instructions. And so this goes out to all believers. Okay, and so, but that's the apple of His eye. It's the apple of His eye. In other words, He uses them to bring the good news, the gospel, and the instructions to us as Gentiles that have been grafted in, and sow seeds of righteousness, correct? And so it was a light on the hill, and so it still is, and it still should be. Okay, nothing has changed. That discipleship, that Great Commission has went out to the whole world. And now I seen something that I read through the prophet Jeremiah, and we know we have the same Lord today, forever, and always will be the same. And we know the disciplines that came upon Israel for complete repentance. We know this. It's a fact. And upon me, my own life. And he brought me to submission. And so now I am joyful inside. I am like, wow, I am fully repented. Okay. And so now I use my life as his discipline is good for us. It is good. It might not feel good at the time, but it is very good for us. And so I'm going to take you right now to a scripture. Okay. And being that, and I'll get back to that video, that relaxing walker, it's called. And he takes you to, he doesn't mention anything, but there's a title and it caught my eye. And he says, I'm going to take you through the streets of Jerusalem here and there. And then the title say, and bring you to the Christmas tree that they just put up. And I'm saying, okay, all right. Well, I grew up with Christmas. I don't practice Christmas no more. I don't put a tree up in my living room. And the Lord brought me out of that gently. Okay. He brought me out of that gently. How am I supposed to say gently? Over the years, nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to tell me. And he's been doing this with my life. He's been doing it. I'm in a place where, yes, it is Christmas all over the world, right? And I grew up with it and everything. And so I was very attached to it, very attached to it. And but I've prayed to the Lord to bring me the truth. That's what I've been praying to the Lord. I just want your truth, Abba. I want your truth. I don't want man's truth, nothing. And he's been doing it just between me and him. And so nobody had to tell me this. I know there's a lot of videos out there. I know there is. But I didn't learn it that way. I did not learn it that way. Because I'm thinking now, over the past years, I'm thinking now that he done it in a way with me that he probably knew I wouldn't let it go. I wouldn't let it go. And so there was one Christmas where a lot of bad things happened. And that maybe someday I'll let you know about these things. But anyhow, the place where I ended up being was a place where there is Christmas, but it's very solitary. It's solitude. It's serene. Okay. And so I remember the first year I was like, okay, well, I don't, you know, I'm all by myself. Why would I even want to get a tree? Why would I want to do that? You know, nobody visits me, you know, and I'm not trying to say poor me. I'm just saying that, you know, it's basically for family. That's how I grew up with. And so I said, well, maybe a small one. This was a few years back. And once again, there wasn't nobody telling me, no videos telling me, nobody saying anything, because I know there's a lot of those out there. And so that year came by and I said, well, I might get a little one. But as the days grew shorter and I was learning more and more as he was weeding out certain things in my life, in my walk, I didn't know these scriptures then. I kind of heard about them, but not really. But then I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to get a tree, you know, and I can't afford it. I can't afford it. You know, I went to go look how much the lights were and they're expensive. And I'm like, I couldn't afford anything. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm just not going to get a tree this year. Maybe next year, maybe if I have more. And so little by little, he weeded that out of me. And then he's been revealing truth to me. So it wasn't hard for me to do. It wasn't hard for me to do. He just easily took me out of it. And now he's been exposing so much truth of his scriptures to me. It's like standing out big time. And I see these videos now. I do see the videos. I know where they derive from. It's all pagan. It's all pagan ways and it's scripture. And so now I see that. I go, wow, no wonder why he took me out like that. Maybe I wouldn't have let it go. And so he did that with me. And so I'm going to bring this to you now. Being that, this morning, like I said, I got this on my heart yesterday as I began. I didn't even watch the video. I didn't even watch it. I knew it was going to, what it was going to show. It shows a big old Christmas tree all over the place and one big one, right? And so I said, I'm not even going to watch it. You know, I don't even have to watch it now. I don't, I know it is wrong. I know it's not right. But then it stood with me. And through the night, as I was always, he ministered to me throughout the night. Every time I'm going to come on live, he ministers to me. And so this morning he woke me up and, you know, and I started praying and he brought that to my remembrance. I wasn't going to do that this morning. I was not going to do that this morning. I might have made a video or something, but I wasn't going to do it. But he says, no, today, right? Today. Okay. That's what you're going to do because it's the truth and it's his truth. It doesn't matter what I say. It's his truth. Okay. So I'm going to read you a scripture right now. And you let me know, okay, or you ponder it in your heart, okay? You ponder it in your heart. Now, remember, we always go by what he says. It doesn't matter what we feel, what we think, our opinion. It doesn't matter. It matters what he says and what his commandments say. That's what matters, number one, because our flesh is hostile to the spirit. It's naturally like that until our bodies go back down to the ground. And am I getting out of context? No, because in the book of Romans, chapter 8, we're going to be getting into this today. Okay, how the flesh wars against the spirit. Okay, and so, and I see that going on a lot today. So here we go. I'm going to show you this, and then you ponder this in your heart. Okay, let me get to that screen. All right, here we go. Let me get to that bigger screen. All right, so you're going to find this in Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. And when you read it, it was like almost like the Lord knew this was going to be happening. It was going to prevail in the world, okay? But this was many years ago, of course. This was thousands of years ago. But they were doing it back then, and they're doing it today. It's just a different time, okay? And so this is why I said the Lord does not change. If the Lord said this before, he'll say this again, and he stays the same. He doesn't change. And so if this was the heart of the Lord then, it is the heart of the Lord now, okay? And so just let us make that clear. So in Jeremiah 10, and then I'll pose a question for you. I'll pose a question for you and then let you consider this yourself. Jeremiah chapter 10, idols and the true God. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Okay, O house of Israel. So when I seen this video, I'm like sirens went off in the morning. Like when I read this and I seen the beginning of the video, I said, whoa, okay. Because right here, he's specifically talking to Israel. Now, this is our God. This is our God, okay? Yeshua is our God, and it is their God. There's only one God. There's no rules, man. There's no rules that are for us as Gentiles that have become grafted in to the Commonwealth of Israel, and rules for them. There's no two sets of rules, two sets of laws. That's not biblical. All right. So now that we cleared that up, we can't just point the finger at Israel. But right here specifically, he's talking about Israel. And where is he going to return to? Of course, Israel. Where is his kingdom going to be? In Jerusalem. Where is his temple going to be? In Jerusalem. He's going to sit on his throne, and his laws will go out from Zion. And so this has to do with Israel, but guess what? We have been grafted in. Remember, we're the same God, so we will be there. We will be there as grafted in believers. This is our home, if you want to say. And this is how we got to look at it, because that's the way it is. If you're calling yourself a believer and you say you're a believer in Yeshua and Jesus Christ, this is where we're going to reside. Okay, and I'm going to pose a question after I read this. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the works of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. I'm going to stop there just for a second. This is exactly what they do at where they sell Christmas trees. They hammer it. They fasten it with those little boards on the bottom so it will not topple. So it goes on, verse 5. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Inasmuch there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. Silver is beaten into plates. It is brought with Tarshish. It is brought from Tarshish. And gold from Uphaz, the work of the craftsmen and of the hands of the metalsmith. Blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods, small g, that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted, without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by an image. For his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile. A work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares from the land, O inhabitant of the fortress, for thus says the Lord, behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them that they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is severe, he says. But I say truly, this is an infirmity and I must bear it. My tent is plundered and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of jackals. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not man who walks to direct his own steps. Once again, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury on the Gentiles who do not know you, and on the families who do not call on your name. For they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him, and consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate. And so I return now, and I pose you this question. Once again, he is the same God that spoke through his prophets concerning this tree, concerning all idols. I want you to ponder this. I truly do. And Israel, it was directed to Israel. And when I saw this on the video and I saw that, I was like, whoa. If he said this then, do you think he means it now? Or do you think he changed? However you want to label it, whatever we think, remember it says man does not direct his own steps. We might think it's okay. It's fine. Our flesh, remember the flesh wars against the spirit. We're going to be getting into this in the book of Romans. And if I don't say anything, then who am I? These are the truth. This is the truth of the living God. And if I don't say anything, then who am I? Was it easy for me to say this? In the beginning, it wasn't, but now he's right here with me. I mean, I was getting turns in my stomach right now before I came on, just to be honest with you. And that's the flesh. That's the flesh. In my stomach, I felt sick. I'm not like, oh my goodness, but I'll do it, Lord. Not my will, but your will. Because it is what's best for us. Our Father knows best. And if this is his heart, that he said this so long ago, then it is his heart now. It's the same. He doesn't change. And along with all replacement theology, he does not change. And his warnings went out before. His warnings go out today. And he put it on my heart to do this. I didn't have it. I didn't have this set up to do this morning. But he wanted me to. So I said, not my will, but your will, Abba. Not my will. And so I posed this question that you could ponder on, and we're going to go ahead and start now. The day when he returns in all his glory, and he returns to Jerusalem, where he is going to, and he sits on his throne, in his temple, on this earth, in his Israel, in his Jerusalem, on his throne. Ask yourself this question and honestly answer yourself. Honestly. You don't have to answer me. Yourself. Ask yourself, will there be a Christmas tree in his temple? Has there ever been a Christmas tree in his temple? No matter how you look at it, no matter how you see it, do you honestly believe that there will be a Christmas tree in his temple when he resides as king on his throne with us here on earth? I could answer you because it's not there. It won't ever be there. Anything that has replaced him and his ways and his commandments will not be there. And he has to judge those things. And I'll leave you with that, okay? I'll leave you with that.